Police, ex-cop accused of rape is also HIV positive. By Amy Furr on January 23, 2020. A former policeman accused of rape was indicted Tuesday in Prince George's County, Maryland, after investigators discovered he was also HIV positive. The press release by Prince George's County officials read, Prince George's County State's Attorney announced today that a grand jury returned an 11-count indictment against Martik Vanderpool for first- and second-degree rape, attempting to transfer the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV, misconduct in office and other related offenses. September 6, the 30-year-old Vanderpool and another officer performed a traffic stop at Sheriff Road and Cabin Branch Drive in Capitol Heights and asked the female driver to exit the vehicle, according to VUSA. When Vanderpool noticed condoms inside the console, he allegedly asked the woman if she was a prostitute and said they could work something out, court documents stated. Once the officers handcuffed her, Vanderpool called a tow truck to impound the vehicle, then transported the woman to the Fairmount Heights Police Department building. When they arrived, Vanderpool allegedly told her that if she engaged in a sexual act with him, he would let her go. She complied, and Vanderpool gave her several citations and took her to the impound lot to retrieve the car. In December, Vanderpool was arrested then released on bond. He was arrested again Wednesday once investigators confirmed he was HIV positive. Authorities did not comment on whether the woman contracted the sexually transmitted disease, according to Fox News. However, she was taken to a hospital for an evaluation and given preventative medicine following the alleged incident, Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski told reporters. We did not wait to confirm that through the investigation as we discussed previously, we did it immediately. Vanderpool is currently being held without bond at the Department of Corrections. He was also charged with second-degree assault, fourth-degree sex act, and reckless endangerment, according to the indictment documents.